It's because the time is the most expensive thing we spend, bro. And you can't get it back. We're getting older. Things. Life is shorter than usual. The hardest people in the roughest areas had a aspiration built into them. So it was about, they were that hard because they wanted to make it.
It's how you adjust to things. When, because you're going to have peaks and valleys. You'll have things change in your career at a point, and you feel like, is it at a high or is it at a low? I've somehow ended up in the circumstances where I've been up against the toughest things in the environment that I come out of before any success takes place. And I always say if there was someone to run and go get, I would have ran and got them, but I have to run get me. So I had to come back myself every time. So that it just makes me not look at what would be the bigger situations in front of me, the harder circumstances don't seem so rough to me no more. You know, like, because I've already been up against the toughest things, the biggest obstacles. Like,
it takes time for you to sort yourself out, to figure yourself out. Like, you know, nobody comes ready, like, for success. We can anticipate it, we can want it to happen, and then when it takes place, we go, oh shit, like, we're not anticipating. When you're praying for success, we're not praying for jealousy or envy, and you can't have it without those things coming into your life. Or entitlement, right? From people close to you looking at it, you like with new expectations because of what you've done.
I never wanted to be someone different. I wanted to be a better version of me. Like, to not have the restraints that I had. You know, and when you come up without finances, it seems like the biggest restraint. And it makes you make that financial or money focus. You know, feeling like that's the answer, but there'll always be new confusion or new situations that show up.
You know, that there's, I have a disease, right? It's called ambition. I contracted it from not having. All right, and I'm just gonna always be going through an endless tunnel because I'll accomplish something and then I want to do something different. My idea will change or something. Now my ideas are getting so big that it's changing even how I, like how I can deliver things. I have to be conscious of what I'm saying or what I'm doing because the idea is it's going to disrupt my idea.
Like, my interest in money is me being able to do what I want to do when I feel like. Like, it's like not just fly on a jet when I get ready to, or cars or the house. My interest in money is being able to do what I want to do creatively. So when you look at producing a hit, is not enough. It's not enough for me. Like, look, when you don't have a person to compete with, you need to make that person. It'll help you work when you're tired. You know what I mean? Like, point to someone who does something well, and you go, all right. That's what I'm competing with. You don't got to notice them. You don't have to notify them. It's more sophisticated if you don't notify them, right? But you know he's a great photographer, or you know he's good at what he's doing or whatever it is, and it makes you push yourself to the next level and find something that, you know, cinematographers, different things there that you want to make something great. Like, now you're like, I should have light a fire under you. You see something new come out from them, and you're like, he dropped that. Wait till you see what I'm going to put this out. I know I can do it. I'm kind of crazy like that. Like, I can convince myself what I'm doing next, and I'm doing it.
Right.
Like, and once it's in my head, like, that way I can really embrace what are my obstacles? What are going to be in front of me? What's going to be difficult for me to get around? And what do I do about that when I get there? So I can start assessing that, because once I say I'm doing it, I'm doing it. Look, when you see, I kind of see myself in these guys, bro. They've even made some of the mistakes I've made. And I'm going, oh, shit. I know why you made the mistake, bro. Like, you understand? Like, and it's just coming out of the environment and the difference in peer group. Like, if you look at artists that were peers, they're making a mistake right now and not being penalized for it because they're not registering the same way. And they need someone who's already been there that can tell them, can help them weather that, because that storm is too much for them in the beginning. I hear amazing things from artists, writers that are doing things, and then I look at them and I'm saying, is it true? Is what he's saying, is he telling you the truth? Because that's really the only question, is if he's really who he's saying he is on his record.
People who make interesting, like, you don't have to focus on pulling someone down. Like, if people in perception become more respectful to the things that you accomplish in your career, they'll look at other people that are just
saying things about it. It's like the guy in radio that decides to attack you to get his notoriety.
I try not to let things that affect me that I can't change.
Right.
You know, you can't change publicly how people perceive you. At points, you see the harshest things ever. You think the timing will just be you just be in an emotional state where you can't really, or not, you're not tough at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Sensitive because you're not paying attention, and you see some shit publicly that a person said about you that you go, whoa. And it really bothers you that the person just said that, no matter who you are.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it, so your dollar goes a long way. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
You know, and I just don't allow that to create a, I didn't allow it to create a new vulnerability for me. I allowed it to not matter. If the person doesn't love me, I'd like for them to hate me so I can mean enough to them, right? It would just mean that I meant enough for them to have feelings towards me. Because if they don't, you don't like me, then I don't matter. I wouldn't even exist to you if you don't hate me. At least let me get that energy out of you, right?
It's just the way I'm brought up. Like, I never, ever, I never ran from anything because I never had nobody to go to. I've always had that, where I'm going, home to get me, ain't nobody there. I've always been in a situation where I'm forced to deal with it myself.
I'm over prepared. I don't want to be there and be uncomfortable because I don't have the information. I think the unwritten law is to appear not to need anything,
right?
Is everybody will do you a favor when you don't need one? When you do need it, you have a unique and special situation if someone wants to help when you do need it. But when you don't need it and you could potentially do a bigger favor for them in return at some point, most people find it a lot easier to do you that favor that you did, right? So when you come in and you, I'm not saying, please buy this show for me. I'm saying, look, this is an opportunity for us to have some success together. This is going to work. Whether you like it or not.
As far as entitlement is concerned, I wean off of people. I get off of people. Some kind of spoil, like milk. It just take a little while and then they spoil. An easy job is a hard job. You forget you're working. Right? You got some people that are blessed. They're so talented. They do it easy. I'm not that talented. That I got to work to make this shit work. And this is why I'm not complacent. Because I've worked to make it work.
Almost 90% of the time, I'm communicating with people who've achieved a higher level of education, right? The college graduates, things like that. And what I hold on to is they wouldn't have made it under the circumstances that I came up under. And, you know, if the information that you needed in the business classes were in the book, if everything you needed was in the book, then the teacher would be too successful to teach the class. The A students don't usually go off to be the head of the field that they're studying. Like, if you look at it, you know, a lot of the C students and people that can not just return the information long enough to pass midterms, but internalize some of the information and behaviors, that they turn out to be more successful than those people who easily pass the class. Some people get in regimen, they get trained, they get comfortable with school, and they can just do school well. You know what I mean? And then when you put them in the real world, that's not school.
When you get to the top of the board, you have to put the money back so everybody else can function in it, because it's not going to change anything in your life anyway at that point. The cars, the houses, the people that you pick, some people know how to live better than others with or without money. They just sort out and pick a better person to share their time with. You feel what I'm saying? Even if you sleep in a one-bedroom apartment, then you may be richer than a rich guy.
I had a kid that I was mentoring for a little while that the kid was a bad kid, bro. Like, he was just a bad kid. Right? But he was in love with everything about all the wrong things about me. You know what I'm saying? And in the very beginning, I'm like, yo, why does he keep doing this? Like, he would just do little things and you see it come out. Not trying to be bad, but he just can't help it. And then I'm like, yo, what? So he would constantly talk back and go back to the things that he knew about me from prior to the success. You know, and I look and I go, yo, no, but you know, that's not what worked. And he was super smart. Like, that's not what worked. That shit didn't work. You're going to the jail and all of this other stuff. But that, yeah, I did that. I'm happy that I got past that to do other things. But he just saw it one way. And, you know, it went on for a while. But that was one experience that I had that was interesting. Because I really liked the kid. You know what I'm saying? And he wanted to be bad. He just wanted to do that. You can be positive influences for him, but it's not confrontational. It's just, you know, but they're doing it right in front of you. You know, how they're structuring the actual deal and things that they're doing. It's like taking the money for you. Look, robbery, at least it will give you the courtesy of showing you the gun so you can have those anxieties and feel those feelings that you would feel when you're being robbed. They'll do it on a piece of paper where you feel nothing. And just rob you right there. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. So it's the same tactics with a different approach. Well, the most ruthless people that you run into are going to be people that are just focused and not necessarily taking your life into consideration while they're taking theirs. You just become collateral damage.